It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
And for the record, I may be biased, but Lil Duval make better music than Blueface. That's just my personal opinion. Anybody else in the room? Nick said definitely.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Lil Duval makes way better music than Blueface. Bleed him. Okay? Anyway, donkey today for Monday, December 16th, goes to a 29-year-old Charlotte, North Carolina man named Orlando Henderson. Now, Orlando Henderson has been indicted on more than 30 counts of financial institution fraud, theft and embezzlement, and money laundering, among other charges. Now, what did Orlando do to get indicted? Well, Orlando is a scammer, ladies and gentlemen. See, Orlando was hired to work the cash vault at an undisclosed Wells Fargo location in Charlotte. And so from there, he decided to help himself to more than $88,000. In deposits from Wells Fargo's customers. I despise people like him. The reason I despise people like him is because he is stealing from hardworking people who are just minding their business, you know, and saving up their money. They probably want to buy a refrigerator like Cardi did for Offset this holiday season. And Orlando out here stealing from them. He stole $88,000 since April and rigged the books in an attempt to hide his new income stream. Can we please go to the Charlotte Observer for the report, please?
In April 24th, Orlando Henderson of Charlotte was hired to work the vault at a Wells Fargo bank. 2 months later, he started helping himself to deposits made by Wells customers. He started making personal withdrawals of $200, $300, $400 from other persons' accounts. In July, his one-day all-time record was $13,500. He's now charged with a series of federal crimes, from embezzlement and theft to financial fraud and money laundering. One of the interesting aspects of this case is he couldn't help but share his good fortune on Facebook. There are a series of photographs of Mr. Henderson posing with wads of cash. In one of them, he says, "This bleep looks easy, but it's really a process." Federal prosecutors couldn't agree more.
You know why this man is getting donkey of the day. First of all, why do people think they can get away with stuff like this? Second of all, and the reason he's getting donkey today, why do people tell on themselves via social media? You do realize when you commit a crime, okay, and then showcase that crime on social media, you are 6'9 in yourself. All right, this man bought a 2019 Mercedes A2 from a North Lake dealership in Charlotte, and he put $20,000 down, all in $100 bills. Now, is that a nice car?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. That's on Facebook. You can go see that. And another photograph, Orlando had a T-shirt on with the initials AWBB, which stands for Ain't With Being Broke. Well, some of us ain't with being in jail for fraud, ain't with being in jail for theft, ain't with being in jail for embezzlement, ain't with being in jail for money laundering. Some of us ain't with being a scammer. He also put the caption, "I make it look easy, but this is really a process." Well, walk us through the process, Orlando. Explain to us how hard it is to steal money that's not yours out of a bank vault. How hard is it to be online with your stolen cash? What does bank fraud look like for dummies, huh? Can you explain that process to us, Orlando? Now, Orlando has a federal public defender named Benjamin Davis, who was contacted but hasn't released his statement. Correct me if I'm wrong, but federal public defender means you can't afford an attorney, right?
Correct. Well, yes.
So Orlando ain't with being broke, but without the scamming and the fraud, he has no choice.
He broke.
Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Orlando Henderson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Grand opening, grand closing.
Now,
when that chariot turned back to a pumpkin, man.
I thought about it. Now, he knows every bank has cameras, so they didn't see him walk out of the vault, walk to the ATM, deposit the money every day.
April to November, it's not even that he got away with it. They were just watching
this
him probably
watching
from
it.
April to November. They're like, all right, let's get his dumb ass off the streets right before Christmas.
Goodness.
Now you're in jail with
gracious
a public defender.
Now you post online, I got a new car, I got all this money.
God Jeez. Bless you, brother.
Yeah, God bless.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.